before the bloodbath begins, slither your way over to the host's socials. For the podcast, slash over to Twitter at the BHO underscore podcast. Instagram, the Baron's Hideout podcast. Then stab over to Dean's Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce. Listen to the show on your favorite apps and Patreon. Enjoy the slay and try to stay alive. For the next period of time, strap in as the hosts rip and tear at the unsuspecting guests, in which they learn their dark secrets and methods of the genre. In this bloodbath, no one gets out alive. This is Within the Barons.
I have a very special movie review for a film that I think is a top contender. I want to say this early on in the year for being my favorite film of the year. And it's just February right now. We're only 2 months in. And there's been, you know, some films have been dropping here and there on streaming services or going in theaters. But they've been kind of samey for me, a little lackluster in creativity or making things seem fun. So the film I want to talk about today is going to be a Screambox original, and it's also going to be in theaters on February 9th, as well as it dropping on Screambox and on VOD as well. The movie is called Here for Blood. It's very, very fun. I interviewed a couple of the people from this film so far, and I have a few more interviews that are going to be coming out for it as well, because I really want people to know about this film and to get on Screambox or go support it in the theaters for it being a super indie, very fun horror wrestling comedy. It's definitely something you need to see with a crowd or friends at home. When this drops on Screambox the same day as it goes in theaters on VOD, get some people over, get yourself a pizza or some popcorn, get a few beers, you know, sit back and enjoy the ride. This film, like, there's been a lot of films that, you know, kind of do this kind of nostalgia bait, essentially. They kind of make you feel how you would feel if you were watching this back when the video stores were open, you know, Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or even any mom and pop shops. There's still some of those floating around, but during like the heyday of those stores being open, this is a film that if you were walking down the aisle and you saw this cover and you read that title, you would have been like, this is my pick for Friday night. If I was, you know, going down the aisles with my mom when I was at her house on the weekends, and she was like, go pick a film, anything that you want. I always went to the horror section. I mean, we all did, right, growing up. And we always went towards the things that scared us or looked cool. You're not going down the comedy or drama aisle, maybe the action aisle, but horror was always the spot to be. And like I said, this cover, with the colors on it, with that title, with how, you know, Sean Roberts, his character Tom, looks on the cover, you're like, this is it. If this was next to Evil Dead, you probably would have picked up both of these. Would have been like Here for Blood and Evil Dead, because these covers are so crazy, and it makes you want to go and watch it. So that's one thing that they, I think, did right with, you know, getting you to feel like you're back then and being in the video store with your family or friends and picking out a film. But let's dive into this. I don't want to spoil too much of this since it's coming out very, very soon. But I just want to highlight why this film, I think, is probably going to take the whole entire year by the head and just throw it into the wall and be like, I'm the winner. I'm the victor. I won this. This is my year. All right, so let's dive right into the plot. And it's read as, when his girlfriend Phoebe is swamped with college exams, Tom O'Bannon, a rowdy pro wrestler struggling to make ends meet, agrees to fill in as a last-minute replacement for her well-paying babysitting job. Tom arrives at an isolated family home where he meets the precocious 10-year-old Grace. What starts off as a quiet night of pizza and video games quickly spirals into bloody, violent chaos as Tom and Grace find themselves fighting for their lives when an otherworldly cult of masked intruders descend on the home. So, you know, you're probably hearing that or you're reading it, but that sounds kind of familiar to some films I probably have seen. And you're not wrong. A plot like that, you know, you're babysitting somebody, or there's a little girl who's in like this weird, like isolated place. The family seems a bit weird, and then things go wrong. Yes, we've seen it a million times, but we haven't seen it quite like this. So let me read some of the cast. We have Sean Roberts, who plays Tom, and most of you guys would know him from the Resident Evil movies when he was playing Wesker. He did the Wesker and the live action ones. Then we have Maya. I'm going to butcher some of these names. Maya Lisa Wojcicki, who plays Grace. Joel Farrow. Tara Spencer Nairman, who plays Barb. Then you have Michael Theriault, who plays Gil, who's the father, and Barb is the mom. Then you have Kelly Penner, who plays Mike. Samantha Holt plays Christine. Marcus Bobuschek, who plays Spinhead. Jesse Buck, who plays Bernie. Let me see if there's anybody else on here that might... Oh, yeah. And we can't forget about Dee Snider. He does the voice of the severed head. Great, great job. His because he's not there physically. He's there as a voice. So he's voice acting. And this is directed by Daniel Torres. Written by James Roberts, who I have interviewed, and I will put the link somewhere above here for you guys to know where to check that out. And also, Sean Roberts, I'll also put that in here up top, so you guys can be linked to that as well. And also probably put it down in the description, depending on where you're watching this. So, it's really, really fun. The movie's not out yet, but sometimes IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes likes to give it a score already, for those of you who have seen it. So, an IMDb... with 88 reviews, it's a 7.8 out of 10. I would say it deserves to be a little bit higher than that. So let's go over to Rotten Tomatoes and see if there's any other synopsis or any other information we have from this. Their synopsis is a little bit different. In this throwback to 90s horror, there you go, a rarity pro wrestler struggles to make ends meet, blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing, essentially, other than that first part. It's labeled as a horror comedy, which it is. It's definitely a horror comedy. And release date is February 9th, 2024. Limited, meaning it's only going to be in some theaters. And it's distributed by Cineverse, which is also Screenbox. And I don't see any other information on here. So let's do a little brief talk about on this film. So Phoebe, you know, you meet her and her friends, and she's at school, and she's talking about how she has an exam coming on, but she also has to babysit this girl, Grace, and she doesn't have a lot of time to do so. So she asked to see if her boyfriend, Tom, could watch, and all her friends are like, we don't know about that. Well, most of them are okay. I think other than Michael, he's just like, yeah, no, fuck that guy. You know that he's probably not the fondest of Tom, but that's okay because things happen later on in the movie that make you feel really good for that character. Phoebe goes and asks Tom. He says, yeah, sure, why not? She calls and the family says, that's fine. And then you jump forward to meeting the family and things feel a bit off. Tom's even like kind of like, it's a little weird, but also kind of comes a little quirky. It's like, okay, these people are just a little quirky, maybe a little socially awkward. And you find out that the husband is newly wed to the mother. And then you kind of understand like what happened to Grace's dad before, and Grace said that she saw him die, which is pretty dark. And then her mom found the dad, the new dad, Gil. And then, you know, things seem good. Tom's watching Grace. Grace is upstairs. She's told, or they're told, to only have one cookie. They can't have any more because as they're walking in, I want to make sure. I think I might be getting the names mixed up because of their real names and their and movie names. Did I get that right? No, Barb. Barb. Barb is like, Grace can only have one cookie. Tom, you can have as many as you want. So she's baking cookies as he's coming in, and you see that. It's kind of a nice home for it being in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's literally nothing around them at all. It's just trees and a little bit of, like, an open field in front. But, yeah, so Tom's watching Grace, and things are going okay. And then things start going a bit weird. He hears things upstairs, like, in the attic. And then we're also kind of introduced to this one masked killer who has like an open leather jacket, and he kills some people. That's not really a spoiler because that's like right in the beginning of the movie. And then more and more masked people come in. And I have to say, quick side note, that the masks in this film, I even talked about this with James, that I want these masks to be like produced. I want a mask over here because, you know, we've all seen masks in movies and they kind of feel the same at points. And one of them here does look like an upside down ghost face, but it's so different and creepy that it's original. And there's other ones that are crazy. There's this one guy, what's his character's name? I think it's Bernie. Bernie, played by Jesse Buck. I'm pretty sure that's the right guy. He, I think, steals the entire show other than the main characters. Like, if you have to pick a favorite bad guy, it's Bernie. Because of all the things that he goes through, you guys may have seen that clip of him going around at Screenbox, and even here for Blood shared of him getting his hand cut off, and you see the head there that says, "Feed me! Feed me!" Who is voiced by Dee Snider, which I think is great. It's so fun, and like what he goes through, and also when you find out the cult, essentially, when you find them and see what's going on. It's so fun. It's a great roller coaster. There's no, like, moment in this film where I'm bored. There's always something going on. The practical effects, because everything in here, except for maybe a few visual things, is all practical. And for us being fully independent, that's amazing. And I know that it has been a lot of independent films as of late that have been using a lot more practical, not using so much CGI, is amazing. And I need to see more of that. And I want more of this. I would love to see a part two, or how this cult kind of became what it is, and go into kind of their lore. And I also said that I would love to see a comic book of this. So if anybody else is out there and you'd love to see a comic book, I have an artist that I think would love to take it on. And yeah, that's something I want really, really badly, because one of my other favorite movies, Revealer, which you see right here, I got a cover of it right here for one of the comics. It's amazing. But, you know, to kind of end off on this review, because I will give him a rating, and if anybody wants a spoiler version of this, I will do that and I'll upload it onto Patreon. But go see this. Go support it. Independent horror and horror in general right now, I think, is thriving more and more each year. We are getting into the 20s, essentially. I think it's just amazing to see how creative people have become since the pandemic, and for them to really, you know, lock themselves in a place and in their head to really dive into something and get it done, and to have such high quality like this film that is very independent. And just mind-blowing. It's amazing. So go support this. And my review of this, and you guys are probably going to be like, you're crazy for saying this, but it's a 10 out of 10. I don't see any faults with this. Maybe if I was watching it more and more, I'd maybe fault it on something. But for how fun and just fast-paced, the one-liners in this film are amazing. Sean's amazing. The whole cast and crew really bring it. And I mean, Come on. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. It's amazing. Like, look at this. If you saw this cover, you would go and rent that and probably buy that immediately. And the marketing on this has been great too. So go support this anywhere you can, especially on Screenbox. But that's all I have to say right now for this one. This is Here for Blood. Go check it out. Thank you guys so much for being here. And we'll catch you on the next one.